Well, he is risen. That was like you weren't even ready for it. That's fine. But he is risen. And one of the great things about baptism is that it is intended by God to remind us that we also have been risen with Christ. In Romans chapter 6 in particular, it talks about, and Paul's making an argument for how we are to resist sinning. Should we sin that grace may abound? And he says, may it never be. Don't you know that those of us who have been baptized into Christ's death, so we are dead to sin. And likewise, we have been raised, just as Christ has been raised, we've been raised to walk in newness of life. So that's a spiritual reality, our death in Christ to sin, and then our resurrection to new life in Christ. That's a spiritual reality that the water baptism is a portrayal of. Now, we are a church that is credo Baptist, so that means we expect there to be some amount of profession of faith, some sort of creed. We don't ask them to memorize like a particular creed or confession, but we do ask them to be able to answer some questions. And that also means that we encourage even those who are young to learn the answers to those questions and then begin their life of learning to obey Christ. There are some churches, and these are obviously Baptist churches, that go out of their way to make somebody really prove that they're a Christian before they let them be baptized. And we are not convinced that that's the best strategy. That usually when you get baptized, you are at the most immature of your spiritual life that you're probably going to be. And then you are baptized, and even according to what Jesus said in the Great Commission, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, learning to observe or obey all that I've commanded. So there's the identification with Jesus, and then the life of learning to follow Jesus. Turns out some of you who are here right now, you were baptized 11 years ago today on March 31st, which was an Easter. You were baptized. I know this because it applies to my two oldest kids. And you know what? They're still learning to obey. One of them is teaching her own kids how to learn to obey. And I was there 11 years ago. I still remember that. And it's a privilege to have some more people to baptize tonight and to stimulate their faith. And then as a church, even then, encourage them to join in our ongoing progress of pursuing pleasing Christ with our lives of faith. It's all got to be by faith, and we learn to obey by faith, and we remember our baptism and what that pictures, that we're new people. We've died with Christ. We've been raised with Christ. That's one of the reasons why we try to make baptisms an option on Resurrection Sunday, because that just seems really appropriate to remember we've been raised with Him spiritually and let even this water demonstrate that. So we got six people tonight who are going to give their profession of faith, their testimonies, or answer some of my questions in baptism. And we're going to start with Delaney Wibbemeyer. We've got special steps built here for some of the shorter confessors. We've got special steps here in the baptismal pool. So your name is Delaney, is that right?
Yes.
I got that right, okay. And Delaney, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because I want to take communion.
Awesome. She said, because I want to take communion. And if you're visiting, we have communion every Sunday as a church. And so those people who come every Sunday, they see the rest of us partaking of communion week after week after week. And that is a good thing that we have people who want into that. So communion is bread and a cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the bread reminds us of somebody's body, and the cup reminds us of somebody's blood. Whose body and blood do we remember at communion?
God.
God, and in particular, his son. Who was his son's name?
Jesus.
Jesus, right? Can't go wrong answering Jesus. Hardly to any question. So good, Jesus. So Jesus was God's son. And what did Jesus do for us, Delaney?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Awesome. He died on the cross for our sins. And is he still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rose on the third day.
He rose on the third day. And that's what we are remembering even today on Resurrection Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Delaney, how do you get God to forgive you? Do you have to pay him like millions of dollars?
No.
No? Do you have to go on a long journey and like climb a mountain and get a special flower or anything like that?
No.
No? What do you need to do?
To believe.
To believe, right. We believe that Jesus is God's son. We believe that he died on the cross for our sins. And we believe that he rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And so you believe all that?
Yes.
And you want all these people to know that you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you are in kindergarten, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm looking to see if any of our kindergarten teachers are here. But, you know, this means that they're going to find out that Delaney Wibmeyer got baptized. And they might remind you in class, Delaney, you're a baptized young Christian. You need to obey Jesus. You're good with that?
Yes.
Good. I mean, me too. The kindergarten teachers don't talk to me the same way, but they could, even though I'm not in kindergarten. So good. Delaney, it is my privilege. She is still here. It is my privilege, based on your public profession of faith, to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Bram
Hackey. Mm-hmm. There are three Hackeys getting baptized tonight. Is that like a Hackey hat trick to get three one night? Good. Okay, so Bram, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because I want to follow Christ.
You want to follow Christ. You believe and you want to follow Christ. Good. So what is so important about Christ? Who is he? What did he do?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Okay. Now, did he have any sin?
No.
He did not have any sin. He died on the cross for our sin. And what sin? What is sin?
Disobedience.
God in particular tells us what it is to obey or disobey. Mm-hmm. And then God also tells us that what are the consequences for our sin?
Punishment.
And in particular, we deserve the punishment of death. So our sin means that we deserve death. Mm-hmm. But you said Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, is he still dead?
No.
No. What happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
Rose again on the third day. Good. And he is now with his Father, and we're waiting on him to mm-hmm. return. So how do you get that salvation? So he died on the cross for our sin, but how do you get it so that he forgives you? What do you have to do?
Believe.
You have to believe, right? Which is continuing to be amazing that it's not based off of what we do. Because if it was based off what we do and we sin, then we could never save ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's by faith alone that we are saved in what Christ has done. Good. So I think you told me you are in third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mrs. Johnson is your teacher, and she's going to hear about your baptism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see your parents, grandparents, siblings, some friends probably here as well. So all these people are going to know that you are a Christian, that you've been baptized, you identify with Jesus, and you're good with all of them knowing that.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Me too. All right, Bram. Based off of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Isabella
Kazarezov, or Kaz, is easier to say, right? Isabella, you're fifth grade.
Yeah,
so you have like a combo teacher effort of Mrs. Nunziato and Mr. Walton.
Yeah,
good. Did you see that smirk on her face? That was a pretty big smirk. I like that. Good. Okay, so Isabella, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because I want to be part of God's church.
Okay, you want to be part of God's church. Good. God's church is made up of believers. And what do those people believe? What makes a believer a believer? What is the content of what they believe?
They believe in Jesus Christ.
Okay, they believe in Jesus Christ. Good. And who is he? What did he do?
He died on the cross for our sins.
He died on the cross for our sins. And then what did he do?
He rose again on the third day.
Rose again on the third day, which is what we're celebrating even today on Easter Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. He's not dead. He has risen again. Good. So he died on the cross for our sins. Are you a sinner?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, me too. So the Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then the Bible also says that the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Death. So we deserve to die for our sins, but Jesus was a substitute. So he died so that we don't have to. So that goes all the way back to the beginning of talking about what makes the church. The church are believers. And do we have to do anything? We have to believe. Then do we have to add anything else to that in order to be saved?
No.
Nope. It's just by faith. And that is God's kindness, God's graciousness to us. So obviously, your mom and dad are here. Your siblings are here. A bunch of other people are here. They're going to know that you are a Christian. And that means you are saying, I want to follow and obey Jesus. So you want them all to know that. That doesn't make you nervous. No. I mean, it makes me nervous for me. But that's a good kind of accountability that we, as part of the church, we help each other follow Christ. So that's good. All these people are excited for you to be baptized. Me as well. Isabella, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Nehemiah Hackey is going to give his testimony, and then I'll see if I've got some additional questions I want to add to that. So make sure you talk right into there.
Okay, so God has always been in my heart my whole life, even when I was younger. And I would want to go tell everybody about him. Like, we would be at the zoo, and I would walk around trying to tell little boys about Jesus. And so even around walking to church and stuff, I would want to pronounce his name. And so I want to do that now. And I love him, follow him, and want to worship him for all of eternity.
That's good. I was just reading a story today about like a 5-year-old who rolled down his window on the way to church. And his dad was getting ready to correct him. But the 5-year-old yelled out the window at some people who were walking by, "He is risen!" And then the dad was like, "Well, I guess that's okay."
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you were that kind of kid, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So, obviously wanted other people to know about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you... So, it's very possible that there are people here tonight who actually don't know who Jesus is or don't believe in him. So maybe some people who are younger than you, maybe guess, is totally possible. So if you wanted to tell other people about Jesus, what do you want them to know about Jesus?
That he is your Lord and Savior. He has died on the cross for your sins because we are all sinners, and you should worship him because he has done that for you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in terms of his loving sacrifice, And of course, we also know that God, through Jesus, made the world.
Yep.
So he's God, he's God's Son, he's eternal, he's loving, and obviously our Savior. He's also King and Lord, so we want to obey him. So anything in particular in your life as a Christian that you have found to be really encouraging or helpful as you are trying to obey him?
Well, just remembering he's always there, even in your hard times, like, just stay strong with him.
Okay. Yeah, he's always there. In the Great Commission, he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him, and he will be with us until the end of the age. So in particular, he does that, seems like, through his Spirit, but he is with us, and so we can obey even when it's difficult, even when it's hard. So you go to ECS, secondary student.
Yep.
You want the rest of the school to know that you're a Christian?
Yep.
Yep. And you want all of these people here tonight to know that you love Jesus and want to, for the rest of your life, I think you even said for eternity.
Yep.
You want to worship the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Good. Nehemiah, then, it is my privilege, based on your profession of faith and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ, to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, now we have made it to the Hackey 3, to the third. Good, so Miss Hackey, can you tell us your first name?
Ava.
Ava, good. And Ava is also going to give some testimony, and then I'll see if I've got any questions for her.
I feel like I've always known and loved God, but like I doubted, and I really wanted my faith to be my own. So I wanted to know about more about him. So I asked my parents, and I prayed, and I feel like he really showed himself to me.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's an amazing privilege to grow up in a Christian home.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that becomes a challenge in a Christian home is then young people do have it's a different kind of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, wonder if it is their own or just their parents. I do think that churches sometimes make that harder. Mm-hmm. Because then they don't let you tell everybody that you are a Christian, in particular, even in baptism. So you're here to be baptized. And, mm-hmm. and what in particular then is the reason you want to be baptized?
So that I like feel secure in my faith.
Okay.
And I can look back on it when I'm sinning or doing whatever.
Yeah. There is something about this ordinance that God intends for us to look back to. So I agree. That's a super valuable part in God's gifts to us, to be able to say, no, I've been baptized. I do believe in Jesus. I have publicly told others that he's my Lord and Savior. And that is what I believe. And he has marked me as his own in the waters of baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, obviously, Jesus is key. What is so significant about Jesus? So, as you are confirming and having your faith strengthened,
mm-hmm.
your faith is in Jesus, and what is it that you believe about Jesus?
Well, that he died on the cross for our sins and that he's the only Lord.
Okay. Yeah. The only Lord, so exclusive mm-hmm. in terms of the way to be saved. And what do you need to do in order to have him save you or forgive you?
Just believe in him.
Okay. Yes. Sola fide at school.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in Latin?
No.
No. Yeah. Still talk about sola fide, faith alone,
mm-hmm.
which has made a lot of people upset, but it is actually the thing that is a comfort to us, that it's not our works. So even baptism is not your work. It's God's work
mm-hmm.
that you can look back on and be encouraged by.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like all of these people to know that you are Christ.
Yes.
And that means they're going to expect you to be learning, not perfection, but they're going to expect you to be learning to obey Christ in ways that come up in your life. So you're still good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Her smile is really big. So she is glad about that. I can see it, whether you can or not. So, Ava, that's very exciting. And based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is our sixth baptizee, and so far they've all gotten all wet and they have all come back up, so we're doing good so far. So Elsie, what is your name?
Elsie.
Good. Elsie is going to give some testimony, and then I'll ask her some questions as well.
I became a Christian when I was 12, I'm pretty sure. And it was, I had always been growing up with Christian parents in a Christian family. So I had always been, told about things about God, but I had also been told by teachers, including my parents, to also read the Bible for yourself, not to only just listen to other people, which is very important, like obey your parents, people. But also read the Bible for yourself, because that's a very important thing. And I remember I was just, for whatever reason at all, at 12 a.m., I was thinking about this, because what else do you do at 12 a.m. at midnight? Like, I don't know. I was just thinking. And I got my Bible, and I started reading it, and I started to think about all of the bad things that had happened, but all the good things that God made happen in spite of it. And
like in your life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that kind of sparked a faith in me. And I prayed to God. And after that, I felt him with me, and that he would never let me go. And that was the most reassuring feeling I've ever had, that if you love God and believe in him, you will be with him forever, and he will never let you go. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in addition to forgiveness, like the passage in Romans that talks about how nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Like, that's actually a significant promise that is only for those people who believe. So, you believe in Jesus, and I can't remember if you said it or not, so I'll just say, what did Jesus do in particular for us that at least is the first thing we need to acknowledge that he did?
He died on the cross for our sins so that we will not perish but have everlasting life.
Okay. Yeah, to be able to get that eternal life when we actually deserve eternal death for our sin. So you would say you're a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at the same time, you have turned from your sin and you've turned to Christ. Yeah.
Yes.
So baptism, what in particular makes you want to be baptized?
To be recognized as a faithful follower of Jesus Christ and a member of the church and the body of the church. So
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, to have that public identity of being belonging with these people who have all been saved by Christ. So you want them to know that you are Christ. You want them to receive you as another, as a sister in Christ, and then be an encouragement to you, help you keep learning to obey. That sounds good to you.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well, Elsie, that sounds good to me as well. So based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good. Well, I'm going to ask those who are going to lead in a few more songs to come back up. So we'll sing, and then there'll be some time to greet one another, and then we'll still have a couple more songs after that. But while they're coming back up, I'm going to pray so everybody can actually stand, now that I think about it. And I'm going to pray for these who just professed their faith in the waters of baptism, that the Lord would bless them Obviously, as you have opportunity even tonight, you could thank God for their testimony of faith and their obedience. It's not actually super easy as a young person to get up in front of 100 plus people and have to answer questions. It's one thing to just get up and have somebody dunk you, but a different thing to get up and have to answer questions or speak in front of others. So that's at least a low level of boldness, if not a higher level of boldness. And we can give thanks to God for his work in each of their lives. So let me pray and then we'll sing. Father, thank you for Delaney and Bram and Isabella and Nehemiah and Ava and Elsie. Thank you for their testimony of faith in you through your son. And we do think about your kindness to us in Jesus. And while the answers are the same, well, we are sinners, we needed a substitute, we ought not take for granted that a substitute was sent who could do something about our sin, our rebellion. So we, by faith, are saved, yeah. And still then, as the saved, we want to continue to learn to obey more and more your son. You promise that you're going to conform us into his likeness. And sometimes that is more difficult, at least from our perspective, than it is at other times. So let us as the church continue to encourage the faith in each one of these who have been baptized. Let their testimonies even remind us of our baptisms, and their boldness encourage us to be bold in what some of us have known for a long time. Thank you even for the opportunity to remember our resurrection to new life on this Resurrection Sunday. So ultimately, for as encouraging as it is to parents, as maybe much of an example as it is to their friends, we do actually trust that most of all, you were pleased by their obedience and by their faith and a public profession of being with your son. I pray all this in his name. Amen. But this is John chapter 20, verses 1 through 21. I am praying that God would use his word just as a reminder and as an encouragement. So we'll read, I'll pray, and then we'll sing a couple more songs. John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, who was writing it, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And how many parts of that story are necessary? Otherwise, we're not here together. So that's a good news. John's version doesn't get as much, maybe because he was a little bit braggarty about how fast he could run. But we listen to the other gospels' testimonies a little bit more. But this is good news, and thank the Lord he has risen and that he has sent others to tell the good news to people far off like us. So let me pray. Father, thank you for the multiple accounts, the multiple witnesses who saw and believed, who touched his hands and his side, who then gave their own testimony. Of course, for us, it is in your word especially that we have this report, and what a kindness to us to preserve this revelation, to pass it through peoples and places and even then over generations, that then we might also come to know you through Jesus Christ. Again, thank you for those who professed to know Jesus in their baptisms. Thank you for us who have gathered to remember and sing and praise you because of what we have in Christ. Again, all of this is due to your grace. And you continue to be patient with us and give us gifts and favor and strength that we also might continue to tell the story of your Son. We pray in his name. Amen.